This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد My brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم جميعا من الجنة منزلا ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعل هذا المجلس خالصا لوجهه وأن يرزقنا السكينة والرحمة وأن يجعلنا من المغفور لهم إذا ما انصرفنا إن شاء الله سلسلة لا بد منها A series that is so important for the Ummah. And this is the fourth lecture of that series. فقه الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. How to go about enjoining the good with good and forbidding the evil without evil. One of the three things which mark the goodness of this ummah. قال تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Actually two of them, not one. We have spoken about the importance of this act. And we have spoken about the consequences of not doing it. And the ideal parable which the Prophet ﷺ set for us, the ship. That some would cause it to sink because they want to dig a hole in that ship. In the bottom of the ship. And if the rest of the community does not do their job, the whole boat will drown and everybody will drown. And we have spoken about the pitfalls, if I may call it, that the Ummah have divided into two groups once it comes to enjoining good and forbidding evil. One group decided to abandon it totally. Under so many misconceptions. And we mentioned five of them. حرية شخصية. Well, like it's a personal thing. It's not my business. Or the people are not responding. Or some of them will say, well, I'm not good anyway, so why should I go and tell people what to do? All of these are misconceptions that can be dealt with the text. But the other end of this, the other group, which enjoins good but without good, and forbids evil but with evil, because they lack the knowledge of how to go about it. And hopefully, inshallah, these lectures will help out our community and our ummah to go about it bi-idhnillah ta'ala. If you recall, last lecture, we said the whole process of enjoining good and forbidding evil is made of four pillars. Al-muhtasib, wal-muhtasab alayh, wal-muhtasab fih, wal-ihtisab. The enjoiner of the good, the forbidder of the evil, the one who speaks or acts with his hand or denies with his heart. This is pillar number one. Pillar number two, the enjoined upon. The person whom you're trying to correct. Al-muhtasab alayh. Number three, pillar number three, the issue. What is the issue? What is the subject? Are you telling him to pray? Are you telling him not to drink alcohol? Are you telling him not to drink, not to smoke? What are you telling? What is the issue? Pillar number four, how you go about it. The process. Do you use the hand, the tongue, the heart? Should you do it in public? Should you do it in secret? The process itself. And we talked last lecture about the first pillar and the conditions of that first pillar. And we promise today, inshallah, to talk about the qualities that the enjoiner of the good, the forbidder of the evil, must possess. If you don't have these qualities, these attributes, then I'm telling you, it's not going to work. There are so many of them, but I want to, inshallah, focus in four, and I'm hoping in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will be finishing on time tonight. Four. One of them is mandatory for any act that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is al-ikhlas, sincerity. And then the rest of the attributes and qualities, one of them must precede the act, come before it, yani, which is knowledge. The second one must combine the act, which is kindness. And the last one comes after the act, which is patience. Knowledge, then kindness, while you are enjoining the good, forbidding the evil, and then having to be patient. And comes at first sincerity. Al-ikhlas, al-ilm, al-rifq, al-sabr. Al-ilm yasbiq al-amal, wal-rifq yashab al-amal, والصبر يتبع العمل. Sincerity, الإخلاص. First of all, any act of worship that you do, in order for it to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must be done sincerely for Allah. ألا لله الدين الخالص. قال تعالى: فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك. Well, let me prove to you first from the Sunnah that enjoining good and forbidding evil is an act of worship. Because some Muslims may not think that it's an act of worship. It's something that is optional, something that bless. هناك حديثان, two حديث, الأول في البخاري ومسلم, حديث حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه أو رضي الله عنهما, كان اليمان مسلما وقتل في أحد. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, اسمع إلى هذا, فتنة الرجل في أهله وولده وجاره تكفرها الصدقة والصلاة والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. Any fitna that you flunk, we know the word fitna means a test. What happens after the fitna? You pass or you flunk. Now, any fitna that you flunk in dealing with your wife, your children, your neighbor, guess what? As-salah, the five daily prayers, as-sadaqah, and enjoining good and forbidding evil takes care of it. هذا معنى الحديث. طيب هذا الحديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وضع الصلاة, he placed the الصلاة and الصدقة with what? So is an act of worship or not? طيب الحديث الآخر حديث أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه, الحديث المخرج في مسلم اللي هو المعروف, ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور. The poor of the companions, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, oh messenger of Allah, the wealthy people harvested all the reward. They pray like us, they fast like us, but they have money to pay sadaqah. We don't. يعني أغنياء المسلمين كانوا بيصلوا زمان يا إخوة, مش زي حالاتهم الأيام دي, يقول لك يا عم أنا كويس أصلي ليه. The rich of the Muslims in the past, they used to pray. Not like now. Like now, يطغى. إن الإنسان لا يطغى. يقول لك ما أنا معايا الفلوس. The الصلاة دي للناس اللي مش لاقية, يقول لك مش لاقية. The people who don't have nothing to do. يقول لك الصلاة هكذا. والله أنا سمعت بعض الناس يقول هذا الكلام. سبحان الله. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم answered the poor and he said, in your takbir there is a sadaqah, in your tahmid there is a sadaqah, in your tasbih there is a sadaqah, even you going into your wife there is a sadaqah. وبعدين ايه, at the end what? And your enjoyment of good, your forbidding of evil, there is what? A sadaqah. So it's an act of worship. But here is the question, let's be practical. I'm telling you, the act of enjoining good and forbidding evil is so tempting. ليه؟ لأن في حظ النفس. Because you stand and you tell the people, brother, this is wrong. Huh? في حظ النفس. That's why you have to be very careful. Because you end up telling people what to do. A lot of people, they like to tell people what to do. It's nice. It feels good. I'm sorry. Whether you like it or not, it feels good. That is why you have to be extremely careful that you're not doing it for that. Or you're not doing it for the people to say, MashaAllah, هذا الأخ, this brother, he sees something wrong. على طول. على طول يا طيب. يشيط. He takes off. That could be another. Be careful. Or sometimes, and here is a very famous one, that you have some issue with a brother. يعني في بينك وبين إيه واحد من الإخوة يعني have some issue away from what he's doing. So you found him doing something wrong. Now you're already livid. That's the word. From what he did to you before, now you want to catch him with this one. Basically break what? Even. But your intention is not really enjoining good and forbidding evil at all. Your intention is what? يعني الطيب تعبني. أشوف بيعمل حاجة غلط أزي ماشك الطيب. طب أنا نيتي أن أنا أأمر بالمعروف وأنهى عن المنكر مع الطيب؟ لا مفيش. ده أنا عايز أخلص حقي من الطيب. Break even. يا إخوة في قصة والله أنا أعجب لها. يعني هي مش it's not in في حديث عمرو بن ميمون في البخاري مخرجة in other books of حديث. أبو لؤلؤة المجوسي. أبو لؤلؤة. Do you know who's أبو لؤلؤة, right? The one who killed سيدنا عمر. المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه brought him from Burgia. طبعا هو كان مجوسي. He was not a Muslim. But why he brought him? Because he had a lot of skills that can teach the Muslims. Sunnah. يعني he would do a lot of things. فبecause of his skills, سيدنا عمر prescribed a tax upon him. He did not like it. فسيدنا عمر decreased his tax and add to this, he wanted to give him a job. قال له, he said to him, اصنع لي رحى. اعمل لي رحى. الرحى اللي هي بتعمل ايه طيب؟ تطحن. Make a grinder for me. To give him some work. You know what he said to him? لأصنعن لك رحى يتحدث بها أهل المشرق والمغرب. I will make a grinder for you that the people in the east and the west will speak about. طب عمر الملهم المحدث ما يفهمش هذه؟ عمر would not get this one. You know what he said? توعدني الفتى. He's threatening me. هذا أمير المؤمنين. This is أمير المؤمنين. طب what is the ruling regarding this issue? إيه رأي الشرع؟ إيه الحكم في هذه القضية؟ إذا هددك شخص وهذا الشخص لا يستطيع أن يوقع بك ما هدد به ما تقدرش تعمل فيه حاجة. الشريعة تقول لك هكذا. If someone threatens you and because of his condition he cannot fulfill his threat, there is nothing you can do about him. Somebody cripple, for example, sitting on a chair. I'm going to hit you. Nothing you can do. لأنه he cannot hit. فترك. He left him. Imagine this happens now. Somebody threatens the الرئيس ولا الرئيس. The problem with enjoining good and forbidding evil, it has to do with the nafs. Now, the question is, how can you develop sincerity in the midst of all of this? Remember the following. One, if you are doing the act of the enjoining of good, forbidding of evil to show off, rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disgrace you. وهذا ثابت. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من سمع سمع الله به ومن رأى رأى الله به Whoever does an act in order for the people to say, he is, I'm telling you, the people will say he's a showy. It may not happen right away, but the people will discover this sooner or later. The hadith that I just quoted, ya ikhwa, في البخاري حديث جندب ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنه. That if you do something inside you, you want the people to know you of that thing, rest assured that the people will know you to be a showy, because that's your intention. No question about it. For why would you do that? ويعني, listen to that statement. العقوبة بنقيض القصد أمر ثابت قدرا وشرعا. That Allah will punish you based on what you have in your intention, but to the contrary of what you have. You want the people to know you that you are this way, they will know you that you are this way, which is the way that you have in your heart. شرعا في الشريعة, for example, that if somebody kills his father to inherit, can he inherit? لا لا لا. العقوبة بنقيض الإيه. What was his intention behind the killing? To inherit his father. لا ميراث لقاتل, يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you kill to inherit, you are deprived from the inheritance. No. هذه واحدة. Second, يعني رب العالمين in the day of resurrection will say to you, go. والحديث في مسند أحمد, حديث محمود بن لبيد رضي الله عنه وصحابي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, in the day of resurrection, Allah will say to you, go and get your reward from those who used to show off for. اذهبوا حصلوا الأجر ممن كنتم تراؤون لهم في الدنيا. انظروا هل تجدون عندهم من أجر. Find out if you see there anything. Why would you go and try to do this when there is no reward? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you in the day of resurrection, go get it from somewhere else. طب يا إخوة تذكرون. Do you know who is the three people the hellfire will eat first from this ummah? The first meal for the hellfire من أمة المسلمين. أول ثلاثة تسعر بهم النار من المسلمين. أولهم إيه؟ عالم. A knowledgeable person. يعني في روايات حافظ, رواية عالم. Allah will tell him what? علمتك ما أنزلت على رسولي. What did you do with it? I taught you what I revealed to my messenger. What did you do with it? يا رب, I taught it to the people for your sake. كذبت, you're lying. عملت ليقال وقد قيل. You did it for the people to say that you are a scholar. فاحذر. Be careful that you enjoy in good and forbid evil for the people. Be careful. It's not worth it. Why would you do this? Your intention must be that you want to give victory to the deen of Allah. Ya ikhwa, the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are the guardians of these boundaries. When people transgress and violate these boundaries before our eyes, the religion of Allah is being violated. Therefore, your intention must be what? That you want to protect the deen of Allah. Being the guardian of the deen. That you want to give victory to the deen of Allah. And Allah tells you, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ هو رب العالمين يا إخوة محتاج نصر منا. If you give victory to Allah, does Allah need victory from us? لا. إن تنصر دين الله, إن تنصر دين الله في الأرض, if you guard the religion of Allah in earth, Allah will give you victory. That must be your intention. جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث أبي موسى عبد الله بن قيس رضي الله عنه وهو متفق عليه, يا رسول الله, I would like to do this for Allah, fight for Allah, and at the same time I want the people to know about me that I am a fighter. I want to do it for Allah and I want also to get some earnings. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم tells him, من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله هي العليا فهو في سبيل الله. So you're enjoining good and forbidding evil to do what? For Allah, to guard the deen of Allah. That is your intention. The final thing that you should have is you must have the heart of the prophets, ya ikhwa. When you do it, you must do it out of love for the person. Yeah, and you see a brother doing something wrong, imagine that he's sick, treat him like a doctor, treat him like a doctor, treat him with compassion. يعني هذا الحديث في مسلم, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says, مثلي ومثلكم. Imagine this. My likeness and your likeness is like somebody in a desert who put a fire together. Fire في الصحراء, in the desert. What happened to these insects? Muth. Huh? What do you want to do? طب look, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, وأنا آخذ بحجوزكم. And I'm stopping you. Stop, 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 stop. يعني, subhanAllah, do it because you love the brother, that you don't want the brother to receive the punishment of Allah. That should be your intention, that I care about you. You're important to me. All of these are tools, inshallah, which will help you develop sincerity. Number two, knowledge. شوف يا إخوة, قول الله تعالى, تدبر هذا القول. Reflect upon this. فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر. تعلم قبل أن تستغفر. Learn before you do istighfar. Because if you didn't have knowledge, you could say astaghfirullah from something that is halal. True? It's halal. يعني the vegetarian, some Muslims now are vegetarians. يقول لك أنا vegetarian. ما بكلش لحمة يعني. I don't eat meat. طب ده لو كان لحمة يقول لك astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. طب هي اللحمة حرام؟ الذبيحة يعني حرام؟ مش حرام. فعلم. Knowledge first. الإمام البخاري بوب في كتاب العلم باب, he made a whole chapter in the book of knowledge in his Sahih. Listen to this. باب العلم قبل القول والعمل. Knowledge comes before acting or speaking. Because if you act without knowledge, you're going to do what? Act bid'ah. And if you speak without knowledge, you're going to end up doing what? Misguiding people. So you must learn. Now, am I asking you to learn the whole religion before you enjoin good and forbid evil? La, I'm not. I'm just asking you to become aware of the issue. Yani I'm not asking you to be a scholar in order to enjoin good. If we make this a prerequisite or a condition, then it's a problem. No. But I'm asking you that the area where you're enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, you must become aware of it. يقول أهل العلم, the people of knowledge said regarding this issue, لا يأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر إلا من كان فقيها فيما يأمر فقيها فيما ينهى. A person who enjoins good and forbid evil must be an expert, must be an aware, must be become aware of the issue in which he is enjoining good or forbidding evil. Why? Like we mentioned before, you could go to somebody and ask him to do something in a mean way, and المسألة فيها اجتهاد. There is اجتهاد in the issue. There is more than one evidence. There is more than one evidence. He may have an evidence that you're not aware of. Yes, your evidence may be strong, but he still have an evidence. السبابة يا إخوة في الصلاة. How different we are on it. Some brothers, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. Some right away. Some. مش بتشوفوا هذا ولا لا? You see this or not? طيب, can you enjoy good and forbid? أخي, don't do this. لا, هذه مسألة مختلف فيها. فإن أمرت أو نهيت فاحذر ألا يفضي هذا إلى خصومة. احذر. Issue like this. Make sure that if you're going to speak about it, make sure this does not lead to what? باب النصيحة. على فكرة أنا عارف الحديث بتاعك يا عم الحاج. I know your حديث, بس أنت عارف الحديث ده أصح. وديله سمايل. Give him a smile. نصيحة. تقول له أنت غلط, ارفع. لا, ما ينفع. مسائل إيه؟ ما ينفع. You have to be careful. Add to this يا إخوة, brothers, listen to this. Enjoining good and forbidding evil is a very complicated process. You must assess the consequences of what you're going to do. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, mentioned in his beautiful book, I'lam al-Muwaqqi'in, or A'lam al-Muwaqqi'in, four cases. Four cases. Case number one, that you replace the evil with good, that you change that evil and turn it into good. Case number two, that you change that evil to a lesser evil. يعني من الأمثلة حقيقة اللي I love it when he mentioned in his book, you find somebody who's reading in the books of people of bid'ah. Somebody who is so engaged in people of bid'ah, especially bid'ah في الأسماء والصفات ومش عارف يقول. روح هات له كتاب غنى وادهوله. Give him a book about يعني poetry, ولا بيسموه هو الشعر هذا البويت. Poem. Give him a book of poem. اقرأ الشعر. Lesser evil. ولما مر على ال, when he passed by the Tatar, the people who invaded the Muslim world, and he found them drunk. He found them drunk. So his students, Damish ibn al-Qayyim ibn Taymiyyah, his students want to go and stop them from drinking. He said, no, don't do it. If they are drunk, they are not going to kill the Muslims. But if they regain their consciousness, what they're going to do? حيروح يموتوا في المسلمين. Lesser evil. Case number two. Case number three, you change that evil with an evil equal to it. Case number four, you change that evil with a greater evil. So those are four cases. So you must have the knowledge to figure out what is going to happen. What is going to happen after you do that? You must have that knowledge. And in order to do this, brothers and sisters in Islam, in order to have the right assessment, before you approach the person, figure out first, should I do this in public or should I do it in secret? Somebody who committed an evil in secret by himself, should you come in front of the people and say, brothers, this brother did this and this, and this is haram, he should not be doing it. Should you do this? يعني الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله says, من وعظ أخاه سرا فقد نصحه ومن وعظه علانية فقد فضحه. If you give your brother a nasiha in secret, you really helped him. You're giving him a nasiha. But if you give it to him in public in front of everybody, you're really disgracing him. You're disgracing him. Especially if the sin was committed in secret. في السر. انت كده بتشيع الفاحشة. You're spreading evil. And if you come in front of the people and say, this brother committed this. And this is, يعني, subhanAllah, one of the things, the ikhwa, that the paper in the past, like in a country like Egypt, we used to have in I'm sure this is everywhere, two pages in the newspaper about al-hawadith wal-qadaya. Hawadith. Crimes. We give like baga crimes, out of this world. Something that you never hear of. Somebody killed his mother. Someone who strangled his father. طب ليه؟ ما هذا الكلام بي. The more often you read it, it becomes what? ولذلك, if the sin is committed in secret, leave it in secret. Don't disclose it. But if the sin is committed in public, go ahead and try to change it in public, but without directing the talk to the person who committed it. أن حديث اسمه حديث الرهط. Three individuals came to the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they asked about his manner of worship. Hadith Tawil, Jameel, has a lot of beautiful things to learn. But at the end of the day, one of them said what? I will fast every day, never break fast. The other one said, I will pray tahajjud every night, I'll never sleep. The third one said, I will never marry women. And what they said got circulated. يعني they did not say this in secret to one another. لا. It got what? الأمة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صعد المنبر. هذا حديث أنس في مسلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم. He went up to the pulpit. And you know what he said? لقد سمعت ما قال الرهط. I heard what some people are saying. Those people are knowing. They are not from the Ummah in a way. But he did not say what? You said, and you said, and you said. لا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا إخوة هو في الصلاة يقول لأصحابه, he says to his companions, I see you. فكان يرى أقواما يرفعون رؤوسهم في الصلاة. طبعا السنة that you look where مكان الايه prostrate. The sunnah that you look where you prostrate. هذه السنة. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw companions who do like this. After he finished, ما بال أقوام يرفعون رؤوسهم. What is wrong with some people? شايف أقوام أكلهم مش موجودين. As if they are not here. They raise their heads in the salah. طيب. When they kept doing it, look at the second level now. يعني he stood up and he said, لئن لم ينتهين أقوام. If some people do not stop doing this, Allah will snatch either, Allah will take away their sight. لم يسميهم. He knew them يا طيب. كان عارفهم. كان عارف من هم لكن لم يسميهم. He did not name them. هذه الحكمة. هذا هو ال... Like if you name somebody, he become offensive. He's going to right away get back to you. If I tell you, brother, you're doing this. طب ما هو حيرد عليك ومشكلة. مفسدة عظيمة. ف yes, if it is done in public, then it should be enjoined in public. Another thing, ya ikhwa, that can help you have a good assessment of the consequences is to make sure that you got the right information. Ana imam, ya'tini wahid, a brother comes to you, imam, there is this brother who is doing this and this and this. أقوم أنا إيه? I stand up and I say, should I do that? يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ تبينوا. وفي قصة يا إخوة في هذه الآية عجيبة. بني المصطلق. A tribe called بني المصطلق. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم sent to them somebody to collect the zakah, صدقات. For the people were so excited, بني المصطلق, the whole tribe were so excited about him coming. So you know what they did? They decided to take the money and go and meet him in the outskirts of the tribe. The person thought that they came out to kill him. He ran away back to Medina. And he went back to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يا رسول الله ارتدوا عن الإسلام وأبوا أن يدفعوا مال الزكاة. They left Islam and they refused to pay the zakah. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم غضب. He became upset. But here is what he did. He sent Khalid ibn al-Walid to verify. They met Khalid in the outskirts of Medina. قالوا والله, they were so excited and we became so concerned that he left us. That's why we brought the money and came. فنزلت الآية يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا. هذا الحديث يا إخوة مع الطبري وابن أبي حاتم من حديث أم سلمة رضي الله عنها. Number three, if the issue, listen carefully to this, والله يا إخوة هذا الكلام مهم. If the issue carries disagreement, carries debate, carries different opinions, you must be open-minded now. في سنن البيهقي, عمر بن الخطاب في خطبة الجمعة قام فخطب في الناس. He addressed the ummah and he basically started talking about how expensive marriage becoming and we have to take it easy on the dowry. We should not. فقامت امرأة, a woman stood up and she said what? وآتيتم إحداهن. سيدنا عمر he wanted to mark a certain what number. She said to him, you cannot do this. Allah said in the Quran, if you give them a qintar, qintar هذا is a huge. What did Umar say? What did he say? أصابت امرأة وأخطأ عمر. A woman got the truth because she has what? She has what? معها هي طيب. معها إيه؟ الدليل. ما هو you are not معصوم, I'm not معصوم, right? Are you معصوم? I'm معصوم. All of us, we go around what? الدليل. So when you have an issue and there is another دليل, خلاص. يا إخوة أنا أقول لكم للإخوة اللي بيتعصبون للمذاهب, the brothers and the sisters who stick to المذاهب and they make it personal, اسمع ماذا قال أبو حنيفة وهذا ثابت عنه بسند صحيح, and it is authentically recorded that أبو حنيفة made that statement. You know what he said? إذا صح الحديث فهو مذهبي ولا يحق لأحد أن يفتي بفتياي بفتواي يعني من غير أن يعرف دليلي. No one is entitled to give my view without knowing the evidence that I used. And if there is another hadith that contradicts my fatwa, go with the hadith. هذا قول أبو حنيفة. الشافعي يعني ما قلت أشد شوي. كان يوصي أصحابه. He used to say to his companions, his students يعني, إذا ظهر لكم على خلاف قولي من حديث النبي فاضربوا بقولي عرض الحائط. If I have issue with a fatwa, الشافعي, and later on you found that there is a hadith contradicts my fatwa, take my fatwa. فنحن ندور مع الدليل. We go around the دليل. If you are in the business of enjoining good and forbidding evil, and you told brothers to do something, and later on أنا أقول لكم شيء, يعني something happened. عيد, صلاة العيد الماضية, صلاة العيد طبعا I wanted everybody to go to the stadium. حتى في الجمعة قلت we will shut down the masjid. تبين لي أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سمح للعجائز أن يصلوا في المسجد. I learned, I did not know that the Prophet ﷺ allowed the elders and the sick to pray in his masjid, even so he prayed outside. طب هذا دليل. Some of the brothers were upset. I said, all right, done. دليل. أصل بيني وبينك الدليل. أصل الموضوع هكذا. One of the best things about enjoining good and forbidding evil is you take yourself out of the picture. حط كده أمام قال الله قال رسول الله. في مصر كان عندنا شيخ اسمه سبحان الله نسيت اسمه, كان في حفل راقص لمغني مش عارف اسمه ايه, هشام, لا الشيخ. فهي went to the يعني to enjoy good and forbid evil right there. لعلكم يعني you may have heard about this incident. فهذا ميديا, everybody calling him الشيخ السلفي المتعصب الفناتيك, huh? He's going to the singing party to stop it. حفلة لهشام عباس كانت في المنصور, سمعت انت بالموضوع ده بالتأكيد. فمسكوا الشيخ, they called the sheikh. يعني I would not do it, quite frankly I would not go to a singing party to enjoy God and forbid. I will not do it. I'm sorry. I think there are other. But the sheikh decided to go and do it. So freedom, alhamdulillah, في مصر الآن. كان قبل كده. You go down to the dungeon if you do this. بس فرصة. فthey got him on the show, live show, in television. And they're asking him, Sheikh Hazim, Hazim Shuman, نسأل الله يحفظه. يا شيخ حازم انت هو الغنى حرام ولا ايه؟ They are asking him, is singing حرام يعني? Why are you doing this? ودول اصلا يعني elite. The people are asking him, مش عارف واحد معتز الدمرداش, مش عالم يعني ايه في الاعلام? Lions, very famous. Like Barbara Walter ومش عارف ايه عندك في امريكا داود. يعني characters. وبيسألوا الغنى السنجن الحرام ولا لا? فانظر ماذا قال له الشيخ. انا حقيقة عجبني رده. I enjoyed his response. He said, خلينا نتفق على المبدأ الاول. Can we agree to one principle? لو قلت لكم قال الله قال رسول الله هتقبلوا ولا لا? If I tell you Allah said, the messenger said, will you accept it ولا لا? قاعدوا يلفوا ويدوروا. They مش حي يعني هم مش عايزين يقولوا they don't want to say, but what I want to say is make sure that if you enjoy good and forbid evil, Allah said, the messenger said, الدليل خلاص, you're out of the game. يا إخوة, ثبت في السنة الصحيحة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ترك الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر لمفسدة أعظم. It was authentically recorded in more than one occasion that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not enjoy in good, forbid evil, because it will lead to a greater evil. حديث عائشة في البخاري, لولا حداثة قومك بالإسلام. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he wanted to rebuild the Kaaba. You know that area, Hijr Ismail, they call it Hijr Ismail. This is part of the Kaaba. He wants to build it again and include this area. اللي هو الايه? في حجر إسماعيل. That arc. D-shape. It's part of the Kaaba, فصيح. It's part of the Kaaba, but see, what happened is when the Qurayshi wanted to rebuild the Kaaba, they made sure that all the money that are used are halal money. So they collected all the halal money that they had. It went that much. The rest of the money was haram. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to rebuild it again. عايز يبني الكعبة again. But what? حداثة قومك بالإسلام. They will make a fuss. طب عبد الله بن أبي بن سلول, كبير المنافقين, the chief of the hypocrites in Medina, قال قولة نقلها زيد بن أرقم للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He made a statement. He said, لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة لا يخرجن الأعز منها الأذل. When we return to Medina, the noble will prevent the insignificant not to enter Medina. يقصد النبي. He means the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. زيد بن أرقم, he was صبي, he came and told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قصة يعني جميلة. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم did not believe him right away. Allah revealed the Quran confirming his statement. عمر بن الخطاب said what? يا رسول الله دعني أضرب عنقه. Let me kill him. Listen carefully to the statement يا إخوة. هذه العبارة, يا عمر أتريد أن يقول الناس أن محمدا يقتل أصحابه? Do you want the people to say that Muhammad is killing his companions? What is going to happen? He's going to kill Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, one person. By the time this news goes outside of the peninsula, the Prophet killed 500 of his companions. This will prevent people to come and do become what? ده بيقتل أصحابي وبنا جاي أسلم ليه؟ مش مفسدة أعظم هذه ولا لا؟ لا سيب. طب at one stage third of the Muslim community were hypocrites. Based on what I'm saying this. غزوة أحد. The battle of أحد. The number of the Muslim army the night of the battle were 1,000 plus. Third of the army withdrawn with Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. That is third of the ummah. Oh. The Prophet ﷺ did not do anything with them. Why? Because of a greater evil. هذا هو العلم. I don't know if we have time for kindness or not. Can we do it quickly? الرفق. Brothers. Sisters in Islam, لا بد أن تفرق بين مقام الدعوة ومقام الجهاد. There is something called مقام الدعوة, مقام الجهاد. Are you making دعوة or are you doing جهاد? جهاد اللي هو إيه؟ جهاد المعروف. لكن دعوة طيب لما تحدث رب العالمين عن الدعوة when Allah spoke about الدعوة He said what أدعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه فقولا له قولا لينا Go to Fir'aun, speak to him leniently. Leniently. Layin. لأن ده مقام دعوة. It's different to مقام الجهاد. في الجهاد, يا أيها الذين آمنوا قاتلوا الذين يلونكم من الكفار وليجدوا فيكم غلظة. ده الموضوع تاني. لكن انت الدعوة تختلف. The problem with the Muslims, they mix the two. هو يأمر بالمعروف وأنا عن مو كأنه يقاتل. لا. لابد من الرفق. في البخاري يا إخوة أنس يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was wearing one of these garments that so heavy. A Bedouin came and caught him from here. Here. To the extent that the face of the Prophet ﷺ became red. That's not only this. You know what he said to him? أعطني من مال الله فإنه ليس بمال أبيك ولا مال أمك. Give me from the money of Allah. This is not the money of your father, not the money of your mother. طب انت تخيل هذا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. تبسم إليه وأمر إليه بعطاء. Smiled, give him up. والأعراب اللي came to the في المسجد يا إخوة بال urinated في المسجد لا تزرموا سبوا كم كم طب تخيل هذا حديث أبي أمامة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جلس مع أصحابه هكذا he's sitting with his companions A young man walks in front of everybody. يا رسول الله ائذن لي بالزنا. O messenger of Allah, I want your permission to go and commit adultery. الصحابة, the companions did what? Leave him. أدنو. تعال. أترضى هذا لأمك? Would you like someone to do this to your mother? أترضى هذا لابنتك؟ أترضى هذا لأختك؟ هذا هو الرفق. ما هو الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر هكذا. يعني سبحان الله أنا أعجب لهذا الأثر. الصحابي اللي هو خزيمة بن ثابت. أبدون had a very nice camel, one of these nice, healthy camels. مع جمل كده إيه شباب وشكله حاطط عليه for sale in the back. عايز يبيعه يعني. He's showing off with it. He wanna sell it. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم knew that he فقال يا أعرابي أتبعني هذا الجمل. Would you like to sell this camel to me? Said yes. How much? So much. Done. Delivery in Medina. You deliver the camel, I deliver to you the money. هذا بيع في الشريعة في الدين. البيعان بالخيار ما لم يتفرقا. I tell you, sell me this thing. Sold how much? $5. Delivery outside. خلاص. This is بيع. As long as you left, you cannot come back and change your mind. After he made the deal with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasul كان في مؤخرة الجيش. Rasul sallam was at the rear of the army. They were returning from a battle. He kept walking with the camel. Other companions looked at it and they admired it. They liked the camel. And they offered him a better deal. They given him a better deal. فرجع للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He wanted to sell it for more money. فهي came back to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said to him what? اديني الفلوس دلوقتي لأما ما فيش ايه? Money now or deal is done. طب ما هو عارف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هوش فلوس الآن. He knows that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has no money right now. فقال يا أعرابي احنا خلاص اتفقنا. We already made a deal. You already sold me the camel. He said no. I did not sell you the camel. You sold it to me أعرابي. طبعا الصحابة are standing next to the Bedouin. هذا رسول الله لا يكذب. مجنون أنت لا يكذب النبي. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم does not die. It does not lie. Are you, what is going on with you? And at the end, خزيمة بن ثابت الأنصاري stands up and he says, O Messenger of Allah, I bear witness that you sold to him the camel. هلما شهيد النبي. بس الشاهد إيه؟ رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم did not act in a way that is what? يعني, this is what we need يا إخوة. This is what we need. طب الصحابي اللي جاء لل قصة معاذ المعروفة هذه قصة هذه جميلة. The companion who used to pray behind معاذ بن جبل and يعني قصة ونختم بهذه إن شاء الله يعني حتى لا نطيل عليكم. القصة أصلها في البخاري. بنو سلمة built معاذ from بني سلمة يعني his tribe is بني سلمة. فبنو سلمة built a masjid far away from المسجد النبوي. The masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they wanted معاذ to lead the salah. Because معاذ has what? خذ القرآن من أربع. Take the Quran from four. One of them is who? معاذ بن جبل. فمعاذ said, no way. I want to pray behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. مش حسيب النبي. أنا حروح أصلي في المسجد الحرام. مسجد النبوي. I want to pray behind the Prophet. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم found a solution. He said, يا معاذ صلي خلفي. Pray behind me عشاء. You delay عشاء a little bit. And you come lead them in the salah. This hadith, يا إخوة, was always used as an evidence that the imam and the imamed could have different intentions. يعني صلاة معاذ الثانية is فرض or نافلة. طب بني سلمة صلاتهم فرض or نافلة. فرض. So there is a mismatch. And sometimes I see a brother praying the sunnah and somebody comes behind him. the problem the other one will insist come again. والله أنا رأيت هذا يا إخوة. بس في الإيس the East Coast is weird. والله we see weird things there. في الساحل الشرقي في ميريلاند weird والله did like this وبعدين he came again behind him فمشي قدام he walked in front لا يعني we want to use this a mismatch between the intentions is okay. يعني if a person is praying sunnah and somebody comes and prays behind him with the intention of fard, it is okay. Based on that hadith. فانت عارف when you pray behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يا إخوة and you hear the Quran of the Prophet. يعني can you imagine now we hear these reciters, الشيخ مش عارف مين, يا سلام ده صوته إيه, his voice is what. Imagine the voice of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the Quran. يعني جبير بن مطعم كما في البخاري, he came to free the prisoners of Badr. فدخل المدينة while the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was leading الصلاة, صلاة المغرب, and he was reciting سورة الطور. سورة الطور. He was not a Muslim, he was a kafir. جبير بن مطعم came from Mecca to help free the prisoners of the battle of Badr. فهي entered Medina while the Muslims are in the masjid and the Prophet is leading Salatul Maghrib and reciting Suratul Nur. وسمع بقى النبي هو إيه يقرأ أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون أم خلقوا السماوات والأرض بل لا يوقنون. ماذا؟ كاد قلبي أن يطير. والله كلام من غير مسلم. My heart was about to run to fly out of my chest. من تلاوة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فتخيل معاذ صلى خلف النبي. He prays behind the prophet. الإيمان إيه؟ بيرتفع. Faith goes up. فيروح يأم بني سلمة. ليد بني سلمة في الصلاة. بني سلمة طبعا جايين من البيت المتأخرين والله أكبر عايزين يصلوا عشان يروح يناموا. They want to pray so they can go back home. سيدنا معاذ عايز يقرأ. He wants to recite. فافتتح بالبقرة. ألف لام ميم. وكمل سحب. بدون. البقرة طويلة. يعني البقرة طويلة. يعني تسمون سورة. فالأعرابي بيصلي وراه. ليه الموضوع طول. دخل سيقول السفهاء يعني ماشي في البقرة. فراح سايب الصلاة. هي لفت صلاة وراح على جنب كده الله أكبر ركع الأربع ركعات ومروح. He prayed his four ركعات and he went home. فبنو سلمة قالوا لمعاذ. They said to معاذ. فمعاذ قال عنه إنه منافق. يعني وقعت منهم. فالأعرابي the Bedouin when he learned that معاذ said this about him, he went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال له يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أصحابنا واضح. إن واضح ليه الإجمال. إحنا ناس بنرعى الإجمال الصبح. ومعاذ بطول في الصلاة. Some of the brothers they always use this against the imams. أفتان أنت يا كريم. أو كريم كل اللي بيقرأ إيه. One page. ده معاذ كان بيقرأ البقرة كل البقرة. يقول لك أفتان أنت يا إمام. أفتان أنت يا إمام. ده البقرة. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم called معاذ. قال له أفتان أنت يا معاذ. Why do you expose the people to fitna يا معاذ. من أما الناس فليخفف فإن فيهم الضعيف وذي الحاجة والمسكين. If you lead the salah, take it easy on the people. Not everyone can handle what you're trying to do. فمن ضمن الكلام يعني one of the things يا إخوة that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا فالأعرابي this Bedouin when he approached the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he approached him in this way قال إني لا أفهم دندنتك ولا دندنة معاذ. No. I don't understand your دندنة. دندنة هو الكلام الإيه؟ الغير مفهوم. Nor the دندنة of معاذ. طب شوف هذه كلمة تقال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is something that you say to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ماذا قال له النبي؟ What did the prophet say to him? What do you say when you pray? What do you say when you make dua? قال أسأل الله الجنة وأستعيد به من النار. I ask Allah for Jannah and I ask him to spare me from the hellfire. فقال له النبي حولها ندندن. كل الدندنة دي حول الموضوع. يا إخوة هذا الأعرابي سبحان الله قتل شهيدا. He was killed as a shaheed. You know what Mu'adh said? صدق الله وكذبته. شايفين؟ Mu'adh said he was truthful with Allah and I belied him. هذا العربي. فالرفق. What I want to say is الرفق. يعني من الأمور التي تساعد على الرفق. Some of the things that help you to be soft and kind is to know the people and to know their caliber. The last thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, just two pages. As-sabr, patience. No, less than that. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُ. If you are in the business of enjoining good and forbidding evil, you must be patient because not everyone will accept you. Not everyone will like you. لقمان يقول لابنه يا بني, my son, أقم الصلاة, establish the صلاة, وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر. Enjoin good, forbid evil, establish the صلاة and be patient. One of the things that can help you to be patient is al-ikhlas. Number two, remembering what the people before you went through. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gets harassed by some of the people, he will say what? رحم الله أخي موسى أوذي أكثر من ذلك فصبر. May Allah have mercy on my brother Musa. He faced more than this and he was patient. I will be patient. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا الإخلاص إذا أمرنا بمعروف ونهينا عن منكر وأن يعلمنا ما نأمر به وننهى عنه وأن يرزقنا الرفق إذا فعلناه وأن يمن علينا بالصبر إذا ابتلينا من أجله. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم, منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم